think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Now, I want to welcome on in Robert Caltabiano. And Robert, appreciate you being here on WMAL. You're a national security expert with more than 28 years of providing strategic and tactical leadership. And so, of course, we have all kinds of events, Robert, around America today. Certainly here in Washington, D.C., we've got one of, if not the biggest parades in the country. It is the National Memorial Day Parade that happens later today at 2 o'clock. Robert, let's talk a little bit about soft targets. We just had the situation, the attack in Manchester, England, at the Ariana Grande concert. Talk to us a little bit about the challenges of providing safety for thousands of people in an area like the Memorial Day Parade that we're going to have later on today.
I think every day is just a challenge. You know, you talk about soft targets. One of the things I want everybody to understand is if you look out in Manchester, the security did work in one aspect. The loser, as the president calls them, did not get inside the facility. It happened on the outside in the vestibule, in the area where people were coming and going. So there is a blockages of certain things that happened that actually worked. The unfortunate thing is what we're seeing is if you take a look at what happened in Miami with that individual that got the gun and shot the people, what had happened in train stations before. That's what we're looking at, soft targets. And that makes it very, very difficult for security to really expand its bubble, because think about this, Dan. How much more can we push it out? You keep pushing and pushing. So with regards to today and our wonderful Memorial Day, I think we just have to be more aware of our surroundings. If something really doesn't look right, you have to do something about it, because the police can't be every place every minute.
Well, I know that, Robert, one of the things that has been leading the news in the last couple of days are these terror threats in Las Vegas, Nevada. So part of my question to you would be, as somebody who watches this kind of thing every day, is when ISIS comes out with these kinds of videos and they threaten a place like Las Vegas, and they're very specific, have we found, historically speaking, that when ISIS is that specific as far as the threat goes, do they typically carry out a threat against that particular target? Or what are they trying to do, what I thought they may be trying to do, is force the investigators and force the authorities to maybe focus on Las Vegas while they're plotting an attack over here in some other city?
I think what ISIS does, and a lot of terrorists, because the word terror, they're trying to instill that in you, is even though they can say they're specific on something, we have to really look at not so much the credibility, but their way of carrying it out. And I go back to Manchester, where this thug, we're not too sure yet whether he had permanent contact with ISIS, but then again, he doesn't need to. They don't need to. Because everything is on the internet today, people can just be self-radicalized, which most of them are, and then decide just to go wreak havoc someplace. So with something like Las Vegas, even though they're specific, I think Vegas is doing a great job because of what has happened in the past there and doing the best that they can. Now, what that means is that, you know, to be honest, you cannot stop everything at every moment just because of the beef up security. Because of the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have. And so, again, it goes back to, I think that we as individuals have to also take security into our own lives and to really get involved into our day-to-day living. if something, you know, let's say in D.C., you know, we live it all the time there. If something isn't right, you know it's not right. What are you going to do about it? And, you know, the police in Vegas, you know, they've cordoned off the streets. They put up blocks on the roads so nobody can drive up on the sidewalks. The individual casinos have beefed up their security, but they have very tightened security to begin with. But will it stop somebody from walking in and detonating a device? Probably not.
Oh, Robert Caltabiano joins us, national security expert, talking about the various threats on this Memorial Day weekend. I know that there are specifically a couple of different kinds of threats. We, of course, know what's been happening in places like Germany and France, where somebody will be able to get their hands on a big truck and run over a bunch of people. We, of course, know about bombs strapped onto suicide bombers. We know that there is folks that can just very basically get a gun and start shooting into a crowd of people. What are some of the other worries as far as terror attacks go? I think those are the big three as far as soft targets go. What am I missing?
You know, what I'm worried about is malaise with our country, because we haven't seen the attacks like Europe. And a lot of it goes back to what has happened in Europe is the immigration status of things. You know, we have two Europes again, in my opinion. One is the Eastern Europe and one is Western. And if you notice, in Western Europe, this is where we've seen the majority of attacks. In Eastern Europe, we have not seen the attacks. And so if you go back to Poland, and I'll use this as an example, Poland of 15 years ago, if you went back 15 years ago and looked at Poland, in many, many ways, it has not changed. You know, their immigration process is much more stringent than, let's say, France or the U.K., You don't see the terrorist attacks. You don't see what is going on there as you do in what we just saw in Manchester. Fast forward that to what's going on into the United States. We see what happened in Minnesota, in the mall up there with the Somali refugee, in San Bernardino, in Orlando, in Ohio, different places like that. Many of the people were born naturalized here. But the assimilation process, what we have to be aware of and awaken to is that the assimilation process, we should all be one, Americans. When we don't see that, it's when you see the people where we're worried about the self-radicalization. And that's where we're seeing the terrorist activity spiking up. So again, I go back to your listeners. If something doesn't look right, what are you going to do about it? Because just imagine for a minute, Dan, if somebody would have actually followed through out in San Bernardino when they saw all these weapons and something going on in this apartment, it didn't look right. But they were afraid to say something because then they were afraid that they were going to be singled out as Islamophobic.
Robert Caltabiano, thank you very much for your insight. I've got to tell you, some very scary times. You have a very respectful and reflective Memorial Day weekend, and I appreciate your analysis.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.